Have you ever found yourself in the aisle of a grocery store and you're repeatedly telling your 2.5-year-old, don't touch that thing, don't touch that thing, and then they do it and they do it, and then before you know it, tons of boxes and bags and things that you passed by are rolling onto the floor, and you're left having to pick them up while also holding your crying infant and making sure your toddler doesn't disappear. Yes. And all the while, you're trying to figure out, how am I going to handle this situation? Maintaining Christian character in the midst of chaos. Thank you for joining and listening, and welcome to today's episode. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining in on the Present Truth Parents podcast. My name is Marissa. And I have my oldest in here with me, and that's who you'll be hearing in the background. Hopefully you can hear me okay. So I noticed that there are a few new followers to the podcast, new listeners, and I want to say welcome to all of the new listeners and kind of briefly go over what this podcast is and who am I and what you can expect joining in on here. Okay, so in the very first episode, I go into what started this podcast. And so basically, I am a Seventh-day Adventist, and I am a mom of two little girls, an almost 3-year-old and a 4.5-month-old. And motherhood has introduced me to a ton of new things, new emotions, new experiences, new feelings of community or isolation. And while I value the company of people with all kinds of different beliefs, I started to really want a community of other Adventist parents. And so that's where this stemmed from. I wanted this podcast to be a joining center for other Adventist parents. But of course, this is open to anyone who was not Adventist as well. So yes, I want this podcast to be open to anyone. It is in no way exclusive. But just know that this is parenting from an Adventist perspective. We're talking about Christian principles. And also some episodes might not even have an element of a biblical context and might just be kind of a conversational episode. Okay, so the topic is portraying calmness, Christian calmness in the midst of chaos and stress. So I had an experience where I was taking both my children to a group activity where there were other kids. And it was mainly geared toward the older children, so, you know, between 2 and 3-year-olds. Anyway, so I take my infant, and she's happily sitting in a corner in her car seat. And, you know, every few seconds, I make sure that she's fine and no one's, you know, poking her eye or anything. But, let's see, there was like 10 minutes remaining of this class, and my baby started to kind of start crying. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to take her out and put her in her carrier, which baby wearing is uncomfortable for me and it stresses me out. And it just has not worked. Even with my first child, I just did not like it. I wanted baby wearing to work, but it was just not for us. But I thought, well, I need to be hands-free. So I'm going to put her in her carrier. And so I tried, but it was really hard to do it by myself. Anyway, long story short, I didn't really have it on right. And then she quickly went from 0 to 10 and started hysterically crying, basically. And, you know, there's a class that's trying to go on. So I was like, oh, I need to get out of here. It's being disruptive. So I had to quickly get my toddler, who was in the middle of something fun and she didn't want to leave naturally. Who would want to leave a fun activity, especially for an almost 3-year-old? So she was like, what? We have, like, what? We have to leave. And then, you know, she started to cry. And thankfully, she wasn't throwing herself on the ground or anything like that. She just did start crying. So I picked her up and I said, we have to go. And I'm trying to explain to her why we have to go. So anyway, all that to say, while I was getting my children loaded in the car, I kept thinking to myself, okay, breathe. Don't lose your cool. Other parents are coming out and gonna be watching you. And, you know, I don't know if that's a motivation for any of you out there to always thinking that someone's watching you, so you have to watch your mannerisms. Or if you're like, no, I'm gonna be real, this is hard, I'm gonna let out my frustrations. So there's but of course I think it's always harder than that. Like in the moment, depending on how that day is going, it doesn't take much to lose a few, to blow a fuse. Because I pray for strength every day from God to help me. And I know the things I've read in child guidance about never scolding or never yelling, and having, you know, home be an atmosphere of heaven, and basically being calm in every situation. But it's not always like that for me. Some days are much harder than others. So how do you, dear listener, stay calm in the midst of chaos? What are some tactics that you do, either beforehand or in the moment? And I know for me, sometimes I feel so bad when I lose my temper or lose my patience, and I end up just sobbing and crying and being so mad at myself that I yelled at my child, you know, as defiant as she may be being in the moment. I never like getting mad at her. I don't. And so when it happens, I feel so bad. I just want to cuddle her and tell her I'm sorry, and wish that it never happens again, and wish I could say it'll never happen again. But it's really hard for me. I think I have a high-strung nature by nature. So being calm and cool and laid back has just never been in my personality. So that's just a challenge that I have to overcome. I've had to overcome just in my life, and especially now as a mother and a full-time stay-at-home mother, you know, where I have to really practice my patience and in every time of the day. So anyways, thanks for listening to all that. So again, yeah, how do you handle chaos? How do you stay calm in the midst of chaos when you are parenting? Thanks for listening, and see you around. Bye.